Welcome back to the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. Chris Ronji, Brad Thompson here with you. Meet Dan Betlock here as well. And we head now to the Brown and Crouppen celebrity line. And we bring in the CEO of Missouri Restaurants Association. It's Bob Bonney. Bob, thanks for taking some time with us today. How are you, sir?
Well, thank you. I'm very fine. And you?
Bob, we're doing okay, as I guess like everybody else, right? As okay can be, because the world is changing. It's doing so drastically, and everybody is feeling the change. But look, not everybody's feeling it exactly like the restaurant business. Bob, I mean, this is unprecedented, the situation that we're going through. How do you know what is the right thing to do, the right way to go about things as far as restaurants go? I mean, we've never done this before.
We haven't. It's uncharted territory. Obviously, our local elected officials felt like, based on the best available information that they had, that the best course of action was to close restaurant dining rooms effective midnight tomorrow. And we believe that they made their decision with pure motives and with the best information they had as to what gets us through this in the quickest possible time and allows us to return to normalcy for the industry. And restaurants, as you know, employ a lot of people in our area. They're the second largest private sector employer in Missouri, employing over 300,000 people. And approximately 100,000 of those are right here in the St. Louis area, the people who listen to 101 every day. So it's a very trying time and anxious time for all of us.
So that's really the main concern here, Bob. And I think everybody is, you know, I'm concerned about it. I have a lot of friends in the service industry, restaurants, bars, all of that stuff. And the concern is how those folks, that is their main source of income, are going to be able to continue on. And for people listening, we recognize it's not just service industry. It's small businesses and all kinds of businesses across the country are dealing with this. But for people who rely on tips, who rely on that kind of income, what is or can be done for folks like that?
We've started a social campaign called Carry Out Wednesday. The information about that is available on the Missouri Restaurant Association Facebook page. And we're encouraging people to still patronize restaurants, but do it in a different fashion. To the restaurants where you normally walk in the door and sit down at a table and enjoy table service, which we all do, to patronize that restaurant and help preserve the livelihood of those people that you know, your servers, your bartenders, et cetera, by ordering a carry-out meal and enjoying it somewhere like your own home. And while you're there, perhaps pick up a gift certificate and recognize that the person that's there at the curb handing you your carry-out restaurant meal or hands it across the counter is the person who a week ago was waiting on you at that table in that restaurant. And if we can do that and patronize restaurants in this way, it's going to allow restaurants to continue to employ the highest percentage of the people and avoid them having to make difficult decisions.
The first question a lot of folks will ask is, because everybody's trying to figure out what's the right thing to do now, what's the appropriate behavior, the safe behavior. And one question you get a lot of, I'm sure, is it safe to do that? What is the cleanliness and the safety of ordering carryout or having it delivered? Should people be worried about doing that?
I think that certainly the restaurant cleanliness, we're noted for doing a good job with that. The Center for Disease Control says there's no evidence of transmission of COVID-19 through food. It's an interaction between humans. And I don't think any interaction that you're going to get by picking up a carryout meal is more than what you're going to get if you drop into the post office, your grocery store. If you stop in at a store to pick up some household supplies, I think it's minimal, and I think we can be assured it's relatively safe.
Bob, I think one thing to remember, and you brought it up, but it's interesting. I think a lot of people have an idea of, these are the restaurants that do curbside, or these are the ones that do pickup, or these are the ones that deliver. It's probably a good time right now, to whether it's going on a website or calling a restaurant, find out what they're doing, because a lot of the ones that don't normally do anything like this are doing things like this, correct?
Exactly. Chances are that in very short order, the restaurants that weren't involved in delivery themselves, who didn't do a lot of carryout business, and frankly, most did very little curb service, that they're going to do it now.
Is there a good resource? I know you mentioned the Facebook page, but is there a good resource that people can go to where all this information is centralized, where they can look and see which restaurants in St. Louis and in Missouri are offering all of these services right now, and they can choose from them?
I saw, and of course it's going to have to be updated after the pronouncement that we had yesterday afternoon, that the Post-Dispatch's website had a list of restaurants who were affected by this, the ones who had decided to close, but more importantly, the ones who were offering delivery and carry out.
Bob, when we're looking at this right now, we look at the economic impact, and certainly there are so many people that are here that are hurting. I would have to think, with all the conversations that you're having, and with as much help as hopefully we can do as a community to lift up our favorite places, maybe even do it more than we normally would, I'm sure that you are fielding a lot of calls and talking to a lot of friends that are really worried about what the future of their, whether it be big restaurant or small restaurant, looks like, aren't they?
There are. There's a lot of concern. There always is when there's a lot of uncertainty, and we've never been through this before.
There is I know that in certain cities, I don't know if it's happening everywhere, but there are cities where if you have a bar that also serves food, you can send out, and I don't know if delivery is part of the deal or if it's only pickup or carry out or whatever, that if you serve food, you can serve alcohol along with it, but it's got to be packaged, it's got to be closed. What is that rule here for restaurants and bars in St. Louis? Can they still somehow serve the alcohol along with the beer if they want to do it?
Well, we're certainly seeking clarification that they can do it. We would like for them to be able to do that. If you stop at your favorite restaurant and you bring home a meal for your family, and ordinarily as a part of that you enjoy a bottle of wine, you know, at that restaurant, that they could sell you an unopened bottle of wine, that they could sell you a six-pack of beer along with it. I think restaurants will do whatever they're allowed to do in the way of sales as a way of staying open and continuing to employ their people. But that's one thing that we would advocate for.
Bob, and we're talking to Bob Bonney, the CEO of the Missouri Restaurants Association. Bob, I would think that going off of the thought that a lot of places are going to be doing curbside and carry out, that maybe haven't done a lot of business, some of them maybe no business like this before, it would probably be a good reminder for a lot of people at this point who usually utilize those types of services because they're in a rush and it's convenient. Probably be a good time to be a little bit of patient as well and be a little bit caring, because a lot of people are going through some bad situations and some difficult situations, correct?
They are. They are. But one thing our industry is known for, and what they've thrived on, is excellent customer service. And so if you're practicing curb service for the first time, on the first day or two, there may be some hiccups, but I fully expect they'll figure out the best way to do it logistically. And it'll be a very pleasant and convenient experience. And quite frankly, I think the St. Louis restaurant patrons would enjoy seeing their people again.
What is, before we let you go, Bob, what is your level of optimism that we can minimize the amount of damage that's going to happen to a lot of these local places?
It's going to take a concerted effort by many people in our area to patronize restaurants through carry out, in my opinion. And it's going to be part of, restaurants represent a majority of the food service dollar. There's more money spent on restaurant food than there is food from any other source. So it's going to take a concerted effort. Restaurants are low margin, razor thin profit businesses. And quite frankly, in that operating environment, it's hard to build up cash reserves. We're working, and we've sent word to the president and Donald Trump and to the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, to the President of the Senate, seeking a relief package for restaurants to get them some low-interest money that gets them to the other side that they can pay back. I haven't heard, but there was a House bill that was going to provide relief for employees and their families who would be impacted by the coronavirus so that they could miss work to care for them. But it's going to take a concerted effort on the part of the federal government, the local people who are fans of restaurants, the ones that realize that when they needed a sponsor for their youth sports teams or their band or their school play, that the restaurants were the first ones who they called, and restaurants are notorious for never being able to say no to someone who could benefit from their help. And I hope that, and what I expect is that the area will rally around the restaurants and their workers and recognize that the jobs you save, they generally, they're in every neighborhood. And you would be doing your neighbors and your local businesses and the economy. It's all interrelated. A big service if you patronize restaurants in this way in this difficult time.
Well, Bob, we really appreciate all of the information, and we wish the best to you, to everybody that you work with, all the restaurants out there, and we'll continue to push to help each other, help our community, and patronize these places as much as we possibly can. Bob, thanks again for your time.
Sure, and thank you for what you do. Sports has always been something that helped us as a nation through difficult times, and while there's nothing really going live to watch, just the opportunity to talk about and listen about people talk about sports is a healing thing for our people. And so thank you for what you do. You keep carrying on there.
Well, Bob, we just spent a considerable amount of time talking about how to use TP properly, so
yeah, we're struggling.
It ain't all sports over here.
I am a frequent listener. I'm aware of that.
Yeah,
we appreciate it, Bob, and
problems.
Thank you for the kind words.
Yes, take care.
All right. Hey, we're going to continue this conversation, a lot like he was talking about, with these are your communities, these are your people. We've got a great restaurant right under us here in Creve Coeur, Il Bulago. They also own Giovanni's Kitchen in Ladue. We're going to talk to their owners and look what they're going through next on 101 ESPN.